no Kevin on a Thursday. Instead, you're getting the former producer. Denton Day sitting in for Sheehan. We got the whole crew here. We got Mad Max. We got our video producer, Brian, along with us. We have a great show for you on this Thursday. Kevin is getting a much-needed vacation for like 10 days, something along those lines. So I'll be in next week as well, chopping it up with you guys, hanging out. We got a lot of things to get into over the course of the next 3 hours. But this is a show where you can freely talk about basketball, right? That's what I've been told, Max. Am I correct there?
Yes. We can hockey, freely... not so much. Basketball, very, very green.
Well, thankfully, I watch the wrestling, and I've been trying to get Kevin to be a fan of professional wrestling for the longest of times. And one of the things that I have been trying to get him into professional wrestling for is because of the thrill of everything, the entertainment of everything. And why do I bring this up? Because last night was professional wrestling in its finest. What we saw in Madison Square Garden, the meltdown in MSG, was professional wrestling in every single aspect of what I want professional wrestling to be. You had a hero. You had a villain. You had a hometown crowd that was passionate about their hero. And you had the villain in particular, being the one to crush the hopes and the dreams. If you didn't watch the game, you missed out. Kevin has said this 1,001 times. I will echo him. The NBA postseason is so different than the NBA regular season. It's filled with excitement. It's filled with great play, great shot making. Defense was a little optional, but at the point in the NBA postseason where you start to see these massive numbers run up on the scoreboard, it is just more about how good these guys are at shot making that allows them to score points, because some of the defensive plays and defensive efforts were still very much there last night, and it just didn't matter. Indiana walks into the belly of the beast in Madison Square Garden, and they walk out with a win, and they do it in a fashion that we have not seen before. Literally ever. It was a historic fashion in the way that they beat them, just based off of the way that the fourth quarter ended up playing out. Never in the history of the league had a team been up 9 points with what? I mean, Max, you sent me this stat. It was 9 points with under a minute, right?
The one I sent you on Twitter last night from AP?
It was
Knicks led by 14 with 2:45 to play in the fourth quarter and are now in overtime versus the Pacers. Teams leading in playoff games by 14 plus in the final 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the fourth quarter were 994-0 in the play-by-play era since 1997.
994-0. And that is now 994-1. Like the Undertaker at WrestleMania 30, the streak is over, and it's because Tyrese Halliburton and the play that he thought he won it on, that he ended up tying to force overtime.
Honest, I thought he won it too.
And which, by the way, we'll get to the celebration in a second. That celebration should have been reserved for a win. He didn't know it, but we'll get to that in a second. The play that he won it on, in watching it over, stayed up to watch the game last night. Watched it again this morning multiple times, very early in the morning. Came from the other job. Long day for you, boy. Watching it multiple times, I laugh harder and harder every single time, because he could have gone one-on-one with Mitchell Robinson at the rim, potentially draw a foul. Maybe he gets a three-point play and one at the basket. Instead, he goes there. He kind of pivots like right in the middle of the paint and was like, mm-mm, I don't want that smoke. But also, I want to play the hero, sprints back to the three-point line, and then turns and shoots it, which, by the way, Tyrese Halliburton, very high on the list of guys that are very good players in the NBA that have atrocious-looking jumpers. He shoots like he is wearing a backpack at all times. It is the ugliest jump shot, I think, that is currently in the NBA. You could say Sean Marion from years past, but currently in the NBA, it's one of the ugliest-looking jumpers. He sprints back to the three-point line to effectively win the basketball game. And then it's the way that he hit the shot, Max, that I think adds to the the pro wrestling nature of this entire thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Kawhi shot against the 76ers.
Exactly. But you're on the road.
Yeah.
Whereas the Kawhi was, you know, game seven, this is it. You're at home. This is on the road. It bounces off of the back iron, and it bounced off the back iron in a way where it felt like, because it went so high in the air, it was not going to come back down and fall. And like, just the way that physics normally work, if you bounce that high off the back of the rim, that thing is falling to the right, it's falling to the left. Instead, it fell straight down, and you could just feel the air deflate out of Madison Square Garden.
Like a vacuum, just boom,
gone. With literally in about a millisecond, and then Tyrese Halliburton's doing the choke. And Kevin Harlan is calling the basketball game. He's won it. He hits a three. They go into replay, and his, like, the tip of his toe is on the line. Very similar, if you're a hoop head. Take you back a few years. Kevin Durant taking on the Bucks when Durant had like 49 or 50 or whatever it was. It was one of the crazier playoff performances. It was very similar to that. We thought he won it, but he had a big toe on the line. That's what Halliburton did. But then he immediately goes for the choke. Immediately, with Reggie Miller in the crowd calling the game for TNT, which putting him on the broadcast, I mean, he's like their second color analyst, so that makes sense. It's him and Van Gundy. Those are one and two, and everybody loves the three-man booth nowadays. I prefer a two-man booth, but they didn't ask me. Having Reggie there, those two passionately locking eyes when he's doing the choke, but then the wherewithal to then do the choke immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was grading this, I'm giving it a 7, knowing what I know now, because he didn't win.
Yeah.
And there was still time left for New York to end up winning the basketball game. They didn't. Just want to put that out. They did not win. I'm reveling in the misery of Knicks fans, by the way. Like, it was fun to watch them get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, but after about a minute, 2 minutes of watching all the videos of them, like, storming the streets,
start throwing trash
New
on
York.
That one guy. It's like,
they're throwing trash on that one dude, although he knew what he was getting
absolutely
into. The fact that he's now flying to a game. I hate when you reward pranksters on the internet, and that's basically what Tyrese Halliburton was doing. Like, oh, it's a feel-good moment on the Pat McAfee show, but not really. But I got so annoyed with the New York Knicks fans after that. Like, I know some Knicks fans that are not as obnoxious as that. I don't feel like we as a fan base, when Washington, the Commanders, got back to the NFC Championship, I don't feel like we were that annoying. Maybe we were. Maybe there are a couple fan bases.
Brian, the noted Dallas Cowboys fan in this room, just made a very funny noise where he just went,
Perfectly fine. He's a rival.
It's true.
But to the non-rival, like, we're not a rival of the Knicks. The Wizards don't have any rivals. Their rival right now is winning. That's what, and the NBA draft lottery, that rigged SOB. But for someone that had no skin in the game, just watching them be annoying was like, I think I'm rooting for the Pacers in this one. I would have loved it if the choke was reserved for a win. So I'm grading it a 7. It would have been a 10 of 10 if he drills that. I mean, game one instead of a game 7, whatever. But he drills that, does the choke immediately. This is why, and again, this is goes back to the pro wrestling thing. This is why you cannot troll people that watched and grew up watching professional wrestling. Everything about professional wrestling is entertainment first. There's athleticism involved in it. It's entertainment first. So when you're a guy like Tyrese Halliburton that is a very open fan of professional wrestling and the world that professional wrestling is, as soon as anything good happens, he is immediately looking, how am I going to troll? And he had that choke thing on deck. He was ready for it, and it just didn't work out to the absolute version of perfection. But he was still able to make it work because Indiana then goes and wins the basketball game. And they win the basketball game in overtime. And maybe the funniest thing on top of that was at the very end with 0.2 seconds left when Tyrese Halliburton, instead of inbounding the ball, just handed it to Karl Anthony Towns.
It's like, here you go, man. Sure.
I mean, the cherry on top to end the troll was, here, you take it. And then Karl Anthony Towns, he tried his best to throw it, you know, full court. You can't, just based off of the amount of time, you're not getting a shot off in 0.2 seconds. It's basically under 0.3, has to be at the rim and a little bit of a tip-in. But trolling, does the choke, hands the ball to Karl Anthony Towns, and oh, by the way, he happened to go for 31 and 11 in the process. And oh, Aaron Nesmith happens to go for 30. That dude was averaging like 14 points a year. He had like 19 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That guy was a flamethrower. New York just could not do anything. And every single mistake that they could have made in the fourth quarter, they ended up making. And they actually saved some of them because they were turning, they were nearly turning the basketball over on inbounds plays. Like, this is basketball history 101. If you're a new fan of the NBA, if you're an old fan of the NBA, you know the iconic moments in league history where guys have turned the basketball over on inbounds passes. You have to have that specific element of the game ironed out to the best of your ability. You cannot add to the list of teams that lose on inbound passes. And damn it, did New York try to lose on inbound passes last night. Brunson was awesome. He goes for 43. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, who is not my favorite player. I hate watch Karl Anthony Towns. I've been very honest about that with Kevin, with friends of mine that work in the NBA, with friends of mine that cover the NBA. I hate watch Karl Anthony Towns, and I will not ever apologize for hate watching Karl Anthony Towns. Nothing against him, the person. I just hate the way that he plays basketball. He goes for 35 and 12. So your two superstars in New York are able to get it done, and they just could not overcome the star power. Wink, wink, hilarious irony, cough, cough. They could not overcome the star power of Indiana. Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in professional basketball. And the fact that Indiana was able to land him because other franchises decided to fire him is laughable. How do you let Rick Carlisle go? I mean, shout out to Dallas for doing it all those years back, but Carlisle is a borderline genius when it comes to some of the plays that he drew up, when it came to getting a team that is not exactly, they're not afraid of any moment. Whatever moment you can come across, they are not afraid of it. We gave you that statistic, 994-1 now of teams leading by 14 points with about 230 left to go winning the basketball game. Here's another crazy statistic. Since 96-97, teams that have trailed by 7-plus in the final 50 seconds at the fourth quarter and or overtime in the playoffs are 4-1,702. 4-1,702 teams that have trailed by 7-plus in the final 50 seconds of a playoff game in regulation or overtime. Indiana is 3 of those 4 teams this year. This year. They've done it 3 times this year. So while everybody is celebrating the Knicks, while they're dancing in the street 2 days ago, 3 days ago, when they finally clinched their berth to the Eastern Conference Finals, they're dancing in the streets. They are throwing trash at humans wearing the opposite color jersey. They're renaming streets in flipping New York, for crying out loud. After the numbers of the players, you can go drive on Jalen Brunson Street. Drive slow, try and get someone to crash into you. Insurance fraud on the way, baby. You could drive on Karl Anthony Towns Street. OG Anunoby tweet. Like, you can drive on streets named after the Knicks. They're not in the finals. They didn't win the finals. They're literally just in the Eastern Conference Finals. That is where I will take a lot of pride in our city. Brian made a mighty noise when I said we weren't that annoying. We didn't rename 14th Street. 5th Street didn't become Jane Daniels Street. T Street isn't Terry McLaurin Street all of a sudden because they're going to the conference finals. New York went above and beyond with this, and then they'd lose in this fashion. Oh my God, it brings joy to my soul. I'm rooting for the little guy. I might have also bet on the Pacers to win this, so there is some financial backing behind my emotion, my emotional outburst, if you will. But this is so much fun to watch because the little guy is winning, and the little guy has the biggest troll in the NBA. Joel Embiid has nothing on Tyrese Halliburton when it comes to trolling. Embiid is a social media troll.
And conference finals appearances.
That's it. And conference finals appearances. That's 2-0 in favor of Tyrese Halliburton right now. He's about to sweep Joel Embiid's ass. He is a social media troll. That's it. Tyrese Halliburton is about that action. He's going to troll you during games. He's going to troll you doing media. There is no length that he will not go to troll the opposition. And then he backs it up in the process. Now, is there a game where Tyrese Halliburton is going to score like 12 points in this series? Yes, I guarantee that there will be. In fact, I work for BetMGM Network, as most of you now know. That's why I don't work on the Kevin Sheehan Show anymore. I was looking at some like weird bets that you could make for this entire series. and Tyrese Halliburton scoring 15 or more points in every single game in this series was at plus 275. That's why he's a star, not a superstar. In the five playoff series that he has played in prior to this one, it didn't matter how many games he played in. He had not scored 15-plus in every single game. It was a fascinating statistic because he is a good player. And he's like right on the edge, right on the cusp of star versus superstar. But the moments like this, this is what you're going to remember. So even if he does have a performance, I mean, I don't know that many people know he had a performance like this in the previous series. He just didn't play that well against Cleveland. There was like an eight-pointer in there in a game where it could have like really taken this series over for Indianapolis. They might have been able to put it away. And he just, he had 8 points in one of the games. He's like 2 of 8. My man's looking like James Harden out there, except it was not in an elimination game. It was just in a put-it-away kind of game. But the moments, you're going to remember the choke. You're going to remember that. And if you're a Knicks fan and you're like, Denton, you're gonna eat your words in 5 games, 4 games, whatever. You'll remember that too. This is now bulletin board material for the New York Knicks when he's doing the choke. Or that viral photo that's been making its way around Twitter of Reggie Miller pointing at Tyrese Halliburton after.
Emperor Palpatine.
I mean, I'm a Star Wars geek. Most of you know that. I love the comparison. The Palpatine looking at Anakin, pointing, saying, you did good.
Good, Anakin. Good.
You did good. The only difference in that one, Max, is that I don't think they're the bad guys. I think the Pacers are the good guys in this. It's the little man going up against the juggernaut that the NBA wants to see. Adam Silver is on his knees praying to whatever divinity he serves, whatever god he serves, saying, I want the Knicks in the finals. The ratings would be huge. The gates for James Dolan would be huge. It was like $400 to get in the door last night. Those numbers are only going to rise as this series progresses. You got all the big sillies, the big superstars. My boy Timmy Tim Chalamet is at basically every game. He got the Jenners at a game in like 2 games ago, and they were passionately staring at him, not the basketball players. That's usually the other way around with that family. Jon Stewart is there. You're seeing all the, like, Jon Hamm was getting involved last night. All the big sillies. Everybody wants New York to win, and I love watching the Pacers do what the Pacers are doing right now. This is what the NBA needed, a revival of a great rivalry and having the Pacers be the one to land the first punch. Halliburton was awesome, man. He was really, really good. And then how about the end? We didn't talk about this. How about the end? Obi Toppin double clutching what ended up being the game winning or the game sealing dunk. Max, do you have any idea who Obi Toppin was drafted by?
I remember there was a certain Northeastern team. I can't I think it was the blue and orange is coming to mind.
It was a Northeastern team in the state of New York, and they were not the team that wears black and gray.
Huh.
So the cherry on top of losing that game with Tyrese Halliburton doing the choke, with Emperor Palpatine Reggie Miller doing commentary. So if you weren't at the game, you had to listen to one of the Knicks' arch rivals call the game for his former team against your team, and then topped off by Obi Toppin, a man that was drafted by the New York Knicks, being the one to have the double clutch like he was in a dunk contest while being defended. It wasn't like wide open down the court. He double clutched on a defender. He was the guy that made the game-sealing play for Indiana to go up 1-0 in the series. 138-135 the final. This was perfection. It was pro wrestling on a basketball floor. If you are not watching the Eastern Conference Finals, you have to watch the Eastern Conference Finals. The West is cool. I get it. That's basically the championship. I don't think either of these two teams, whether it be Indiana or New York, I don't think they stand a chance against OKC. Maybe a little bit of a chance against Minnesota, but the Thunder and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are going to end up winning this damn thing. But this has been the most fun in one game that I think I've had in a long, long time watching NBA basketball. It was everything. Perfection, and down goes New York in game number one. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980. We're also streaming on the YouTube, so you can come hang out. I got the chat open. You got questions, I will answer them in the chat. We will take some of your phone calls coming up in about 30 minutes. I want you to start thinking. The rule was passed yesterday about allowing NFL players to play in the 2028 Olympics. Should Jaden Daniels be one of those? We'll take your calls in 30 minutes time at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We will talk some tush-push over the course of today's show, but coming up next, an iconic name passed away yesterday in the NFL. We'll talk about the legacy briefly of Jim Irsay. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980.
Ha ha ha!